This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health, news, and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at 9/11 and chronic illnesses, and finally a story about sagittal posture monitoring offering limited use in identifying back pain causes. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 464, recorded June 20th, 2014. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Few studies have focused on injuries from the World Trade Center disaster on September 11, 2001. Severe injury has health consequences, including an increased mortality risk 10 years after injury and the risk of mental health problems such as post-traumatic stress disorder, known by its acronym PTSD. The World Trade Center Health Registry identified over 14,000 persons with none of a selected group of pre-existing chronic conditions before 2002 who were present during and soon after the World Trade Center attacks, 1,980 of whom reported sustaining one or more types of injury, such as a broken bone or a burn. Survey data obtained during 2003 to 2004 and 2006 to 2007 were used to assess the odds of reporting a diagnosis of chronic conditions, such as heart disease, respiratory disease, diabetes, cancer, etc., up to 5 to 6 years after the attacks. Number of injury types and probable PTSD were significantly associated with having any chronic conditions diagnosed in the period of 2002 to 2007. Persons with multiple injuries and PTSD had a threefold higher risk of heart disease than did those with no injury and no PTSD, and persons with multiple injuries and with no PTSD had a twofold higher risk of respiratory diseases. The present study shows that injured persons with or without comorbid PTSD have a higher risk of developing chronic diseases. Clinicians should be aware of the heightened risk of chronic heart and respiratory conditions among injured persons. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Due to inconsistencies observed between males and females, sagittal posture monitoring had limited usefulness as a screening tool to identify the causes behind back pain and other quality of life measures in the general adult population, according to researchers. In a prospective study, the researchers evaluated the sagittal standing posture of 178 males and 311 females using 36-inch standard radiographs. Back pain and severity were assessed based off of self-reported data. The researchers found that severe back pain was significantly more prevalent in men with low pelvic tilt or pelvic incidence. However, there were no differences found for the other sagittal radiographical parameters. Females with high pelvic incidence were more likely to have severe back pain, as were females with high sacral slope. Physical quality of life in males decreased as sagittal vertical axis increased. However, this trend was insignificant, according to the researchers. In women, sagittal vertical axis demonstrated the largest differences in physical quality of life measures, but was no longer statistically significant once the researchers adjusted for age, education, and body mass index. As always, discuss all spinal-related issues with your qualified healthcare professional, such as your doctor of chiropractic. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Albert Einstein. Only a life lived for others is a life worthwhile. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow. When I die in the name of Therese, gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the spirit in the sky, going up to the spirit in the sky, that's where I'm gonna go when I die. When I die and the name is to rest, I'm gonna go to the place that's the best. Prepare yourself, you know it's a must. Gonna have a friend in Jesus, so you know that when you die, he's gonna recommend you to the spirit in the sky. Gonna recommend you to the spirit in the sky. That's where you're gonna go. Never been a sinner, I never sinned.